Chicagoans are probably pretty happy today. The Cubs clinched the National League Central title last night. It's their first division title since 2008. The team did go to the playoffs last year as a wild card, but they lost to the New York Mets in the National League Championship Series. And though Cubs fans did not get to see their team win at Wrigley last night, they still got to celebrate outside later when their arch-rival St. Louis lost and gave the Cubs the crown. Go Cubs, go, they're saying. Cheryl Ray Stout is sports contributor for WBEZ. She's with us from Chicago. And Cheryl, people must be pretty happy there today.
They're tired, but they are happy because they had to wait for the San Francisco Giants to dispose of the Cardinals in order to celebrate the Cubs winning the NL Central.
Well, was that kind of bittersweet that it wasn't because the Cubs won their game last night, but because another team lost their game?
Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. But, you know, it was going to happen anyway. And in Wrigleyville, they'll celebrate no matter what. So they were still celebrating even though they had to wait a few hours. The field itself during the game was so high, tense, electric. But, you know, it was going to happen, and it finally did. And the team will celebrate today after they play the Brewers, no matter if they win or lose.
And how's it looking for going all the way to the World Series this year?
They have a lot of good components right now. You have three of the best pitchers in baseball. Two of them are Cy Young candidates, with Kyle Hendricks and with John Lester, and of course Jake Arrieta, who won the Cy Young last year. You also have the two top MVP candidates in the league, and that is Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. They both are prolific home run hitters. They have a terrific defense. Their bullpen may be the area you wonder about because they have a couple injured players that are coming back. So there's a lot of positives for them. They also have, in a lot of people's minds, the best manager in baseball in Joe Maddon.
And for people who do not live in Chicago and don't follow Chicago sports as closely as people who do live in Chicago, just remind us how big of a deal it would be, because it's been more than 100 years now, right? 108?
108. We don't forget that number. It's been a long time, and people have been waiting. There's nobody alive that actually saw the last World Series. You know, in Boston, you went through it too, but so in Chicago, it's a big deal. And the way this team was built, you have to look at what Theo Epstein, who, thank you, Boston, for having him come to Chicago. He built this team in 5 years. He's made them a really solid organization, top to bottom, with the expectations, and there are high expectations to go to the World Series.
And, you know, here in Boston, before the Red Sox won the World Series, there was a road sign that said reverse curve, and people had written reverse the curse. Now it's back to reverse curve, now that it's the curse has been reversed.
We're hoping that the Billy Goat doesn't make an appearance here in Chicago. Yeah, it's really a big deal, and you really have to take your hat off to Tom Ricketts, the owner of this team, and how he really invested money into it, invested manpower into this team. They have one of the better scouting departments. They develop their players. They have a training facility down in the Dominican. So they've done a lot of things right to get to this point.
That's Cheryl Ray Stout, who is a sports contributor for WBEZ in Chicago, where they are celebrating today. Cheryl, thank you.
You're welcome.